Well, I'm not the calmest fan in the world, so I watched it by myself, and there were screams of joy and some screams of not so joyful thoughts. But anyway, you got to look at it at the big picture, and it was tremendous. They were in it right to the very end, and it was a tough game. I'm not sure it was the best officiated game I've ever seen. There's so many fouls called, but anyway, they played their hearts out and left it all out there on the floor, and quite a tribute for a little school in Eastern Washington with about 7,000 students to end up second in the nation in the NCAA basketball. While it symbolizes a number of important virtues, is exemplified by the university, but even more so by Coach Few. And Coach Few has been there 28 years. His first year as an assistant, the team won 4 games against Division I opponents. This year, they were in the Final Four, actually in the championship game, and were in it all the way to the very end. But right at the end of the game, I saw Coach Few consoling Nigel Williams-Goss, who was distraught. He realized they were going to lose. And I mean, the coach looked at, the bigger picture, and he knew that this defeat stung a lot, but there were more important teams. And the fact that the whole Gonzaga community, especially the basketball community, going back decades, was down there in Phoenix with the team celebrating all of this, I think shows the character. As I said on the floor of the Senate, Coach Few said the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree, and mentioned that his dad had been pastor of a Presbyterian church down in Creswell, Oregon, for 54 years. He's been with the Gonzaga basketball program 28 years. In this age of instant gratification and changing views on things almost overnight, it's wonderful to see that commitment, that permanence that Coach Few brought, and the values. I know from the time I was at Gonzaga and afterwards, Father Spitzer was president of the university for 10 years, was a good friend of mine. And I know he and Coach Few saw eye to eye on so many things, and the fact that they do have a chaplain, they are interested in the character of the individuals. Certainly, the basketball program is absolutely outstanding. Coach Few is extremely competitive, but he's done things the right way, and you see the results in some of the players. And it's great to see how some of them have matured so much from their high school days. There's a tremendous a story that Adam Morrison wrote about the team and how he'd matured. Now he has 3 kids and everything. And anyway, it's a great story, but I think the culture of character is just as important, if not more so, than the basketball success.